once.
At least once. You did it. You'd be proud. You've had sex at least one time.
With
so,
proof.
Donation.
Donations,
thanks.
Yeah.
We
so
had some awesome shit this week.
Oh, it's over there. Okay, so what's over here?
We don't have this. We don't have the PSP in front of us, but so the problem with us talking shit about PSPs on the air is that everybody gets really excited because you guys are all awesome.
Yes.
And everybody. Awesome. So we actually had two people donate a PSP. So the second one is Denerai.
Denerai, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
He sent us a PSP and a cash donation, which
I know.
Is fucking awesome.
So badass.
But what's the cool thing about
the
PSP?
Here's the awesome thing. So we have the extra one. We're like, okay, so like, you know, we're not going to be using
PSPs.
It. So we asked him, hey, can we, you know, we'll send it back because, you know, that's really nice of you, but, you know, we're not going to use it. He's like, well, you know, just do something with it, like give it away. And we're like, okay.
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 So what's going to happen? We got this thing called the Noobathon.
The Noobathon. So this is going to happen during PAX.
During PAX. If you guys come to PAX, we're going to accept like 32 members for this. You got to fight to get in, but there'll be 32 members having this big, massive gaming battle royale.
Yeah.
And the winner gets a free PSP.
That's
so we can give shit away because of you guys.
That's
Thank
right.
you guys so much.
It's going to be so awesome, dude. We're going to have like two huge events on Friday, two huge events on Saturday. It's going to be whittled down. It's going to go down to two.
Yep.
Down to two on Sunday.
Yep. And then on Sunday they battle it out for the PSP from Denerai.
It's going to be a tough event. Yeah. We're trying to figure out what that is.
Yeah.
So it's going to be awesome.
God, we're so excited for PAX. I hope you guys are all coming.
Yeah.
And then the second thing.
Oh, ThreePoint. ThreePoint. Thank you very much. So ThreePoint got us a couple of posters.
Oh, God. This is so awesome.
So this is awesome. I don't know if you guys can see this very well. But
Brutal Legend posters. Signed by Tim Goddamn Schaefer.
Thank you very much. So it says, Yuzo, tell Matt... Your name is even more metal than his. It is.
Word.
It's true.
Yuzo is pretty metal.
That's right.
And then the other one is my poster, which says, hey, Tobin, stay metal, Tim Schaefer.
Oh, this is going to be
That's so awesome. So signed by Tim Schaefer, the god among men. If you guys haven't seen the developer walk,
holy shit, dude, that is so awesome.
20 minutes of gameplay on YouTube.
And there's spoilers, a little bit of spoilers, because they go through the first 10, 15, but oh my god, that game is going to be so awesome.
So just if you just search for Brutal Legend, I think on YouTube it just says Brutal Legend developer walkthrough or something.
Yeah, there's three parts.
There's three parts. Go watch it right now. If you do not have a throbbing erection for this game or a throbbing clitoris for the 8% of you that are female,
yes,
by the end of watching this, you're crazy. Because this is going to be the best game ever goddamn made.
It's going to be the best game ever.
I'm going to go nut shit on this game.
I don't know if you're going to get nut shit that I am, dude.
I will out nut shit you.
We will see. We will measure the nut
My
shit.
My nut shit will block out the sun.
So,
thank you, ThreePoint.
Very
thank
much.
You.
You're
thank
awesome.
You, thank you, thank you.
Brutal Legend is going to be awesome.
So speaking of PAX.
Speaking of PAX, so we're going to do a quick recap of all the amazing stuff. So we want to make sure, if you haven't gone yet, they still have tickets. Amazingly enough. But go get them now. We're going to basically do, on Friday, we're going to do Kickle.
Yep.
Titus, go to work.
Kickle, motherfucker. So what happens is that we unofficially go and take over one of the retro rooms. Maybe one of these days we'll get big enough that we officially get to take it over, but basically we get these... Who is the crazy motherfucker?
Atheist
last
badass.
Year coordinated this shit like a general. So we get these guys. So basically what we do is we go... We keep reserving retro consoles.
You can only have it 30 minutes at a time.
Yeah, 30 minutes at a time. We basically own this whole goddamn room to the point where we're going back to the reservation thing. They're like rolling their eyes
and
like, motherfucker.
Room 21 again.
Yeah.
Okay.
We figure. So anyway, the point is, Noobtubers, take over this room. Retro consoles. We get all these consoles. People are playing Street Fighter. People are playing whatever. People
Guitar
are
Hero, whatever.
Beating Kickle Cubicle.
That's right.
Third time in a row.
Probably takes about 2-3 hours.
Yep.
Dude, it's epic.
Yep. And we're buying pizza for everyone.
That's right. Pizza and maybe cake. We'll see.
Maybe cake.
Hopefully it won't be a lie. We'll see.
There may be cake.
So
that is your reward for being a Noobtuber. You show up, you get free food, you get to hang out with all your buddies. We beat the shit out of games.
That's
we
right.
annoy everyone.
Oh, people are going to be so pissed off at us. And, dude, we're going to be giving away shit away there, too.
Yep, free shit.
Free shit.
We'll have impromptu contests. We'll have Street Fighter contests, whatever contests. We have stuff to give away. We have collected.
We have stacks.
Stacks of things to give to you guys. If you show up, if you play games with us, you're going to win some free shit.
That's right. So we want to break 100 this year. We really do.
Yeah, we want at least 100 Noobtubers, maybe more.
Yes. And Saturday, we are going to have GameWorks. We're going to take over GameWorks.
Own it.
The entire time. So we're going to have it pretty much the entire night. Again, lots of contests.
Yep.
DDR contest.
DDR contest. Hopefully maybe a pop-in contest.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we got to totally monopolize that game, dude.
Yeah.
Totally.
Owning the pop-in. I should be practicing right now with my pop-in controller.
Skee-ball contest.
Skee-ball contest. Hell yes. So the point is we're gonna go over at GameWorks, take over. Everybody that's over 21 will be drinking like a fizzish.
Yes, but if you're all ages, you can go there from about 8 to 10.
Yep.
So enjoy your time.
Enjoy your time. Get a fake ID before you come because they will throw your ass out.
Oh, my God.
I didn't encourage that.
No.
I'm just saying if you're
fake
a terrible
ID,
person.
Fake ID to stay in GameWorks,
yeah.
But not to drink.
Not to drink.
When that says
you
you're 18.
Drink.
That's all.
Yeah.
Don't
drink,
don't
kids.
Drink.
God, I love to drink. So
that's so delicious.
Then Noobathon is the last big piece of news.
Yeah, so
we already kind of mentioned this.
We already kind of mentioned it, but we're gonna have the final contest.
32 noobtubers,
and like,
only one shall leave the cage.
Yeah, and then we're gonna do something a little special to choose the 32.
Yes.
Okay, so basically we're gonna have 32 golden tickets.
Cause I've got a golden ticket.
That's right. We're going to have them, and thank you very much, Tall Chick, for designing them.
Yeah,
she designed some awesome ones.
Rocks my sack.
But we're going to print those out. We're going to give them out to various mods, and then they're going to have mini contests. So basically, it would be like a scavenger hunt style thing, but you have to keep your eye on Twitter.
Yes.
It'll be like, all of a sudden, you'll see the tweet. It'll say, we're giving away tickets. Do this. Meet here.
Do this right now. So the whole time, everybody needs to bring your mobile phone or bring your laptop, whatever. You've got to be watching Twitter. All you guys have phones that
come
can
on.
Use Twitter.
That's right.
So the point is, go to twitter.com/noobtube right now. Subscribe to the NoobTube feed.
Yep, at NoobTube.
And then the whole time you're packed, just keep watching that shit because that's how you're going to get your golden ticket.
That's right. And we're going to have, we're going to give away all day Friday up until Kickle. At that point, we're going to have, cut off.
Cut off.
Noobathon.
And then the Noobathon begins.
Oh, it's going to be so epic.
We're going to own this shit, man. We fucking, oh, God, NoobTube owns PAX.
That's right.
In its butthole. So.
Actually, I kind of wish I could participate.
I know.
I'm jealous of you guys.
Part of me wishes I could compete with you guys, but I wouldn't want to steal your prizes.
No.
And also, you guys, they would wipe us out in the first round.
Probably.
The YouTubers are pretty awesome.
If there was a Geometry Wars competition.
You would rock shit
then
on that.
Maybe Draco Master might beat me. We'll see.
Is he coming?
Yeah, he's coming.
Nice!
He's coming, so.
So that is it for that
That's
part.
It. Each week will I feature the NoobTube Army on the show. If you have a funny question, interesting story, or whatever, please call in.
Yep, and you can contact us toll-free at 888-233-8480. Speak your name clearly for the love of God.
God, what a
you mumbling motherfuckers. And send your files to feedback@noobtube.com. Also post them as video responses on YouTube.
Yes, and please be sure to keep them under a minute if you want to be featured on the show.
And don't forget the yow, or I will smack your mom in the jaw. So next up is Don Mateo with a question, with some news.
Hey, Turban and User. It's Don Mateo 13 here from the forums. Just a couple of things. The first thing is I thought you guys would like to know that Yakuza 3 will not be being released in USA. Yep, it's because out of the 1 or 2 million games that they shipped there to be sold, only 40,000 did sell. So they just came right out and basically said, well, then stuff you, United States of America. So you either have to gonna get it, learn how to speak Japanese and get this one imported. And just before I go, Yuzo, Eat Lead is the shit. I just rented it today, and I've put it in. I've played about 20 minutes of it. And I know I might sound young, but I've been gaming ever since I was little, so I still find the jokes funny. All right, yow.
Yeah, 20 minutes, I liked it too. Give it another hour or two, you're going to get sick of it real fast.
All I'm saying is that he said that was right.
Whatever.
So actually, we should play this other one just
yeah?
to kind of,
oh, yeah,
just
okay.
to kind of
yeah,
counterweight
yeah.
that. So the other, we'll talk about that in a second, but to counterweight that, we also got this.
Hey, Tobin Yuzo. Just played Eat Lead. Yeah, I'm sorry, Tobin, but I'm going to have to side with Yuzo. The game sucks donkey balls, and yeah, Yuzo's right. The only thing good is the voice acting, and the gameplay sucks shit. And, yow.
I think it's still tied. It's kind of running neck and neck.
It's so a divisive guys, game, dude.
If you guys have an opinion about Eat Lead, and if you want to call in and say that I'm right, call our voicemail.
if you want to say I'm right,
if you want to say Yuzo's right, the number is 888-555-4783.
Don't listen to him.
So thank you for that. So Yakuza 3.
Yeah, so you were so excited about it. Why didn't you buy 1,000 copies? Maybe it would have come. Instead, you got free ones from Sega.
Yeah, so, God damn it.
They didn't listen to you.
I know.
You pimp the fuck out of that
game. I really do. I try and tell you guys that Yakuza is a good game. Yakuza 1, Yakuza 2,
Well, Yakuza 1, I didn't play Yakuza 2.
You
Yakuza
hate
1.
Japanese people, so I don't, your opinion
they
doesn't
do.
Count.
They do. I'm self-hating.
But seriously, the games are fun, but Yakuza 3, so at this point now, I'm getting to the point where there's a lot of games where I seriously think that, like, say to play late in 3 or late in 4 or late in 5.
Yeah, you can't wait 6 months?
It's 6 months in Nintendo world is 18 months.
That's true.
For one thing.
That's true.
I really need to learn to read and write Japanese. Like, it's getting to the point where there's enough good games. I'm being forced to learn Japanese, which, you know, is okay because I love Japan. But
and you have a good reason to it. To
I do. I have a great reason. And it seems like the only way we're going to play Yakuza 3 is to learn fucking Japanese.
Pretty much.
God damn it.
Well, maybe you'll appreciate it more. You know,
yeah,
that's one
I might.
Of those things,
I might. So I'm trying. I've been listening to Japanese on my way to work and back in the car, but that's not going
to
help with reading.
You have to read, dude. That's
I really
tough.
Am going to have to, like, shell out for the Rosetta Stone software, which is pretty expensive but awesome.
You know what you could do? You can just pause every screen. And
then Google
it. And Google it. Just like, okay.
Like, take a picture of it and do, like, the OCR.
Then you will learn.
God, that'd be the slowest gameplay in the entire world.
The thing is, you'll probably only learn how to speak like a Yakuza.
That's true.
All of a sudden, all the Japanese people are just scared of you.
I know. I'll be like, what's that sound for?
He's like,
And then, like, people just run away.
It's like, I just want some water.
I know.
That's all I said. I said, Mizu onegaishimasu.
So, Dice Master has a question about Wipeout Pulse, and it's a video.
Whoa.
Hey Tobin Yuzo, this is Dice Master from the forums. I have a question about your reviews, which is, have you ever thought that you maybe would have rated a game differently if you had much more time to really get into that game? I basically agree with almost all of your thumbs up and thumbs down ratings, but in one example, which was the Wipeout Pulse review from episode 81. In this review, Tobin said, well, I don't like racing games where you are always bumping into the walls, and I don't like the analog knob, so I'll give this game a thumbs down. And I was really surprised, because Wipeout Pulse is sort of the perfect choice for people who like Mario Kart, but to really enjoy Wipeout Pulse, you first have to develop some solid skills in that game. So, now that you got a PSP, will you give Wipeout Pulse another try? And second question, will you review Final Fantasy Dissidia when it comes out, and how much time will you plan in for reviewing that game? That's all. Keep up the great shows. Yow.
So is that the guy with the dig voice? Not the
I think it's a different voice? German.
Different German, okay.
I think it's another German. Kind of I believe that's a different guy. So... what did you think about Wipeout Pulse? Do you remember?
So I remember, this was like episode 81, which was probably like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, it was a while ago.
But I don't remember not liking any Wipeouts.
Okay.
I remember liking PS3 Wipeout a lot.
Okay, yeah.
And the PSP one was pretty good.
So now that I have my PSP,
yeah.
And, you know, I kind of, I couldn't get into God of War, and now I fucking love it.
Yeah.
So I'll give this another shot. So I'll borrow it from you.
Cool.
Because you still have it.
So I might have, like, sold it. We'll see.
I'll take a look.
I haven't played in a long time.
I don't think any places rent PSP games. All right, I'll check Blockbuster. I'll grab a copy of it because I'm willing to give a different a second shot. If I like it, I will come on the air and apologize to you, Dice Master.
Right. Dice Master. And the Dissidia is coming up, and it's unfortunately coming at a really big time. It's going up against Layton. It's going up against what's the other two?
The Metroid Prime. Going up against Batman.
Batman. So.
But here's the thing. Even if it wasn't, I don't know if you guys know this. Like, everyone's all excited because it's a big Final Fantasy game. They think it's all cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know this. It's a brawler. It's kind of like
a fighting game?
Kind of. It's one of these things where you're kind of in a big world, but you're fighting, like, one big boss at a time. You're
action?
Using a bunch of special attacks. It's just a big kind of action brawler.
That doesn't sound like fun to me.
It's not really my thing. Like, I wouldn't say that I'm not going to play it.
But you're not going to be like,
but I wouldn't hold your breath. Yeah. You know, like, and the thing is he asked the question, how much time are you going to give? And I'm like, if I'm not having fun, it's going to be about half an hour. You know, I mean, like, I don't know what to tell you. I know that I don't really like kind of action brawler, you know, what's the one where you kill a bunch of people? Like
brawler, basically.
Well,
right?
But something Warriors.
Oh, like Samurai Warriors? Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, I'm willing to give it a shot, but I'm a lot more excited about, like, the new Kingdom Hearts games.
Yeah.
I'm more excited about the new Final Fantasy game, like 13.
14? No.
14?
Mm, yeah, we'll see.
So if there's a trial for 14, we're totally playing that shit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But, so I wouldn't hold your breath for that one, but I will definitely try Wipeout Pulse again. Next up is Unknown. I don't think he says his name. With a question.
Mm.
Oh, wait, no.
Some bad
shit,
news.
Hold on,
well,
wait. Did I have this backwards? Oh, sorry, it's DJ Pow. Here we go.
Oh, my God. Shocking news. StarCraft II was delayed till 2010. Fuck. Fuck. This was DJ Pow. Yow.
You know, to their credit, Blizzard never really announced the release date,
no.
So they did not delay it.
But that is the sound of half of Korea killing themselves.
No! Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean,
but
you know...
Given the number of other announcements we've heard, are you surprised anymore when shit gets delayed?
The thing is, like, I don't understand, because it's one of those things where it's like, okay, it's a game of chicken, right? Where it's just like, okay, well, oh, shit, everybody's doing stuff. Oh, no, Modern Warfare 2. Oh,
yep.
No, right?
Yep.
Like, all this stuff's hitting, and then all of a sudden, okay, I'm going to go to 2010. I'm going to go. It's just like, if everybody goes to 2010, that's the same exact problem.
Exactly. You're still going to get a pileup in 2010 with all these games coming out that everybody, you know, is going to buy. But... So people are using two excuses. People are saying that, A, the competition during some parts of the year is fierce, which is bullshit, because we just had 3 weeks of nothing. So eat a dick.
Well, the competition for the holiday buying season, right? I mean,
people
that's
still buy. If you release a game now, people will still buy it for Christmas. And then the second thing people are saying is because of the economic turndown
there's some
globally.
Good, yeah, and there's some good thing, because just imagine, right? If you wait 6 months, then maybe
people have money again.
Yeah, so.
People will be like, wow, now I can feed myself. I guess I'll buy a video game.
So I think it's probably a smart move. I still think there's still a lot of pretty big titles coming out this year. A lot of pretty big ones.
Not nearly as many as we thought, though.
It's not going to be like last year, but last year we were fucked, dude.
Yeah.
Remember how bad it was last year? Well, we couldn't play games for very long.
Yeah,
so.
It's true.
I'm looking forward to it. I think as long as there's no more other announcements this year, then
there's going to be more. There's going to be so many more delays. Like,
you think?
All these games that are still slated to come out still might slip. I mean, like, we don't even know.
They're not going to slip Guitar Hero. They're not going to slip.
They might slip, like, Brutal Legend. They might slip some of these other games.
No, they can't slip Brutal Legend.
It has to come out in Rocktober.
It has to come out. No,
it's got
to
be Rocktober.
He's not going to let that happen.
All right.
They're not going to slip Modern Warfare, which I'm super excited about.
Yeah.
Super Mario probably won't slip. Because once Nintendo announces something, they almost never
that's
do.
True.
They very
that's
rarely
true.
Like.
That's true.
So there's
Here's
a lot
hoping.
Of big
Here's
games.
Hoping.
A lot of big games. I think about one a week still, instead of last year, it was like two or three.
Yeah.
So I think it's a good thing.
We'll see when we come to the holiday season. If I get to the point where it's like, you know, October, November, and we're getting empty weeks, I'm going to be angry.
Yeah.
Like, we should have at least one good game a week, otherwise you guys have timed shit poorly.
And I've looked at it, as long as we don't get any more...
Then it's looking all
then
right.
We're good.
Okay.
We're good. All
right. And then I think this will be our last voicemail. We have a game recommendation.
Hey, Dobin and Yuzo. This is my first time calling in, so bear with me here. But I am recommending a game called Multiwinia. It is on the Steam store. It's, I think, $10, maybe $5. There's a free demo. It's a very simple RTS, a great art style, and really fun to play with friends. That's it. Yow.
Multiwinia. So
did you know that Steam was giving free demos of games now?
Yeah, they've had demos.
I didn't realize. I mean, like,
while.
I saw the demo of like Eve Online and stuff, but that's kind of through the game developer. Like, I'm very impressed they're giving.
Well, they had like DEF CON. So I think these guys are the same developers as DEF CON. DEF CON
Ooh.
Had a trial. There's a bunch
you
of other.
You love DEF CON.
DEF CON was really cool.
I liked
the art
it too,
style.
You
was,
like you loved it.
Well, the style of it was perfect.
Yeah.
It was right on. And I've seen videos of Darwinia, one of their older games.
Yeah.
Which I think Multiwinia is based off of.
Right.
So, dude, the art style looks great.
It does. And we went and downloaded some videos. I'm going to try and play those right now. So it looks awesome. Like the game, it looks weird. Like they've got a very unique game. Like it's kind of 8-bit, but not.
Yeah, there's like all of a sudden explosions are really like high fidelity.
Yeah.
I like the fact that it's going to be multiplayer. And it's simple RTS, I think, is good. Because I think like the complicated RTSs are getting a little played out for the most part.
Yeah. So keep your recommendations coming. Like this is the kind of stuff that we like. When you guys go out and find a game that you've enjoyed.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Especially in
these
slow weeks. Yeah, I mean, fuck. We will play this next week because there's nothing else to play. So,
done.
You know, especially if you guys know about games that have free trials.
Mm-hmm.
Totally let us know. Good Flash games with free trials. I mean, you guys have been sending us good stuff, which is how we filled some of the slow weeks, so thank you very much
for
that.
We do appreciate it. But, yeah, in a couple of weeks, then we're going to be swamped. So it's going to be awesome. All right. Is that it?
I think that's it.
All right. That's our show for the week. Please check out our website at newtube.com and participate in our forums by clicking on the community link at the top of the page.
Hell yes. And if you're watching this video on YouTube, there's a subscription button right over here. We are over 17,000 now, thanks to you
Woo!
Guys. Let's do 18,000 by next week.
Make
it happen, Kevin.
Make it happen.
So also rate this video 5 stars by clicking on my penis that is laying against my right thigh. Or just click 5 stars, because that's kind of gross.
Yeah.
So that's all for this episode. I'm Tubman Kazire.
I'm Yuzo Watanabe. Audio engineering is done by Range Boring Gorilla Strunk. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
We're out! Yeah.